As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got coffee on the stove, we got breakfast on the table, there's a revolution in the air, and you can be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, March the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web, on a little website, vocallocal.org. Of course, you can go and visit the oraclebroadcasting.com website throughout this broadcast and take full advantage of the chat room and other things there. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with our very special guest, Jim Berryman, Micro 1650 AM. Boy, that's what we're going to be talking about, too, micro broadcasting in the AM band. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you are certainly in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's very interesting broadcast, I encourage you to sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room. Post your questions for our guests there, definitely. Or pick up the telephone, call in, be part of this broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join us live on air or take Oracle live with you in your mobiles. And also, from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and of course your calls will be welcomed. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville. And we've got the man. We've got the man behind the microphone. We've got Micro 16 AM in the wings, Buffalo, right here, and also 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Gentlemen, all thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, our website is rvocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is steady today above 920, while the stocks close a little bit lower on Wednesday. Micro broadcasting in the AM band with Jim Berryman is going to be the focus of our entire two-hour discussion today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, May the 14th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was off about $2.90, trading above 920 at 923.30. Silver was off a dime, trading $13.86. Platinum off 10 bucks, 1,102. Palladium off a buck, trading at $220. The Dow Jones closed down yesterday 184 points to 8,284. The NASDAQ was off 52, trading at 1,664, I guess it is. Trying to do rounding ups in my mind as we go through this. The S&P off 24.43 at 883.92. The U.S. dollar exchange, the one to be watching very carefully right now, off 9 basis points, trading at 82.74. Crude oil off a buck 02. Going to give us a little break at the gas pump, maybe. Trading at $57 for a barrel of light sweet crude. The lows and the highs in today's gold spot market, 919.40. The high is 926.30. It's a $58.90 year-on-year gain for a 6.8% return on your investment. The London Gold Fixers, the men behind the curtain, set gold at $923.25 in their AM fixing. And like a miracle, gold is sitting right about 5 cents above what they said it at. And that's the way it's going to go. The spot market's going to close in 7 hours, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Brian Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back again, and welcome to our Thursday, May the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name again is William Roberts. Today we've got a really special guest, a man I've been courting to get back on air with us for quite some time, a very busy fellow. But Jim Berryman is going to be our guest. For many of you know Micro 1650 AM. You've heard him on air with Mike Chambers and several times and others. You know, we talk about this. Sam Britton was on with us one night. I jumped in as just a caller, and we kind of had a four-way going, spent some time on it. This is one of the most important aspects of what we're doing here on Oracle Broadcasting Network by including as many AM and FM micro broadcasters and low power broadcasters into our family of outreach, if you will, expanding this community of broadcasting in this fashion. If Oracle Broadcasting can work as the studio hub, the generator for all this material, then we could get this message out to a very, very wide audience, and I think we really need to do that. But without further ado, Jim, how are you doing this morning? Thanks for joining us.
Not too bad. Thanks for having me on. Well, my pleasure.
Well, you're sounding absolutely fantastic, folks, and you can see that I can't carry the sandals for this guy. He's got a radio voice and knowledge that just is unbelievable. Let's start out, Jim, just a little bit. You've got a radio broadcast that you do. Tell the audience a little bit about who is Jim Berryman and who is Jimmy X, and how can we find you on the web, and how can we stay in touch?
Well, I'll tell you, this year I've been in professional radio for 20 years. I started out as a jazz disc jockey, believe it or not, on a public station here in town. and it morphed into production directing, and then I moved to commercial radio for a number of years. And but I saw the writing on the wall. The station I worked at, I was actually at both their AM and FM. I did time on both stations, and after the third time they were sold in just 3 years, I said, boy, you know, things aren't looking so good. I think it's time to get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And did some other things for a little while, but then I got courted back into our big public radio station here in town, and they brought me in as a news anchor on the weekend, which I did for about 8 years, and then moved over to the classical music station, which I'm now full-time classical music host, believe it or not.
I can believe it. Got the voice for it.
Well, I had to learn a lot about classical music in a short period of time, Will.
Well,
I did a lot of research, but it worked out okay.
Well, classical music is a whole different venue, you know, and jazz works the same way. You know, a classical music audience wants to hear something about the artist. They want to hear something about the musicians that are actually playing the piece that you're hearing. They want to know about the record itself. You know, now that we're into the CDs and so on and so forth, it's not perhaps as important, but I know that when I listen to classical music, I really enjoy a good host because they can just make the whole thing alive. Of course, the music is a wonder and a joy in itself, but all of the background, the backstory, as Doug Owen likes to say, that's the information that I'm really looking for, and a good host on that can just make the evening well worth the time invested. But you also do a radio broadcast of your own. You invited me out there to be a guest. I enjoyed that. It was a wonderful tête-à-tête on air, and we got out there. But you're also doing your own radio broadcast. Tell us a little bit about Jimmy X and how the audience can find you and listen to those programs as well.
Well, if you are outside of our immediate listening area here in Buffalo, we're just north of Buffalo, by the way, in a suburb called Tonawanda. Our signal goes out about a mile and a half over the air, but you can find us on the web at micro1650am.com, and there you can listen live. And you can check out our network partners. We have six of them to choose from right now. So we think we've got a great variety of programming. And on Sunday afternoons at 4, we take a break from the network fair, and we do a local talk show for 1 hour live. I have to tell you, the Jimmy X thing, we've been chuckling about it. It's because we didn't know what to call the show. And we came up with Radio X, basically meaning, look, it's going to be anything and everything, you know. Sometimes we do local topics that are, you know, important to the people in this area, and sometimes we do national topics or international, when we had you on, for example, how people can become vocal local. And I've had a great series of guests so far, both local and national. We've had Lee Rogers on, and next week, or this coming Sunday, my guest is going to be Reverend Ted Pike. So we're running the gamut with the show. Jimmy X came about just because the show was called Radio X. The first couple of weeks as we were trying out the equipment to make sure we were getting out there, everybody who came on used the name X, so it just stuck. So it was actually humorous, and now it's a fixture. But again, you can listen live to that at our website, micro1650am.com, Sundays, 4 o'clock Eastern Time.
Well, there you go, folks. You know, bookmark that site. It's a lot of fun. And this is an idea that it's time has really come. I mean, when we talk about community radio, there can't really be anything more community-oriented or community radio-oriented than the micro AM band and the low-power FM band here in the little town of Exeter that I'm broadcasting from. If I can reach out with a stick and go around in a 1.5 or a 2 mile circle, I can pull it all. I can take the whole town. So it would provide radio on a local level that is a vacuum today. So let's go into that just a little bit. And consider who might consider AM broadcasting. You know, everybody's out there asking for solutions. What can we do? What can we do? Well, what kind of folk have you experienced in the micro community, if you will, and who might consider it?
I think AM, you're going to find, if you do some research, is going to require a little more technical prowess than FM will. A lot of the products that are available on FM are simply plug and play, and although you can do that on AM, there's a significant cost factor. But if you're able to do some of the work yourself, or you know, if you can hook up with people who are privy to it, you can do it for a lot less money. And inevitably, if you try to stay within the legal boundaries of Part 15 broadcasting, which we are trying to do here, you will find that the results are far superior than what you're going to get on FM, all things being equal. But so it does take a little bit of technical knowledge. If you have no idea how AM works at all, maybe it might not be a good idea to try it until you've really researched it. But there are so many resources available, of course, Will, on the internet. I can give you a list of websites that go from the very simple basic to very technical, and there's something out there for everyone. So it's a matter of really, you know, doing your homework, basically, figuring out where you want to go, what you want to do, and then going forward with it.
Well, is this something that is restricted to the Mr. Moneybags and somebody that has unlimited amount of free time or lots of family and friends to help them, or is this something that somebody can do by themselves on a limited budget?
Well, I think you can do it yourself on a limited budget. I mean, that's what I've done. It's taken some time, of course. It took me probably a year to actually get this up and running to the point that it is now, which is 24/7, and of course pulling in all these networks takes a bit of a bit of work. I have the free to air satellite dish. I have resources obviously on the internet, for example Oracle, pulling them in at the MP3 stream and all that. So I mean, there is quite a bit involved, but it's up to, I think, the individual to understand what their limitations are and their abilities. And as I said, if you decide, if you can decide what you think you want to do, start small, see how it works, and then go from there.
All right. Let's pick it up right on the other side of this break, Jim.
Okay.
I'll interrupt you, but we've got one coming. Folks, stick with us. We're talking with Jim Berryman today, Micro AM Broadcasting. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal Local this morning, talking with Jim Berryman out of New York, the Tonawanda area, Buffalo area, broadcasting in the micro AM band. This is an interesting topic to me, Jim. When we think about, you know, who might consider AM broadcasting, I've always kind of had a dream in the back of my mind that if we could get the young people that are dorming up around various college campuses and people who are working inner city to set up these micro stations, you know, we could reach our target audience so perfectly and so well. A lot of people don't have the internet, and as the money pinch continues to be felt by more and more people, we're going to have to start making choices between things like high-speed internet and whole wheat bread, you know. So, we're going to be coming to a point here where these kind of trade-offs are going to be necessary. And I know that, you know, one of my favorite broadcasters, one of my early favorite broadcasters in the AM band, has been Derry Brownfield, and you carry his broadcast. And, you know, it's a tough thing to have my broadcast right on top of his broadcast. But I would just never miss it, you know. I'd have a radio playing out in the shop, or have it someplace, out, you know, my blacksmith shop, or in the truck out or whatever, take a radio with me out in the field. But, these are things that we can reach with AM and FM that you just can't do with the internet, you know. So, of course, we've got more and more of these new little, carry along things, that help, but, and it, for those that access the archives, they can take the broadcast with them. But broadcasting is just some of those things. I don't know about you, but there's a feeling about that live broadcast that I just feel so much like I want to listen to it, and especially with the opportunity of calling in, it's so more personal. But let's go into that a little bit further. Those that might consider the AM broadcasting, certainly there are people that are handicapped that want to do something. There's some more of the places, but what other thoughts or ideas might you have on the who?
On the who? Well, like I said, I think it's going to take a little more technical know-how than it would for FM, just to get the transmission end of it. Before the break, we were talking about what you want to carry and, you know, what you want to do overall. Those things are all the same for AM and FM, but when it comes to AM itself, you have to make a decision on how technically savvy you are, whether you can put a kit together yourself and do the work yourself as I did here, or you want to spend a little more money and pick up a unit that is already put together for you, that passes FCC muster with respect to their Part 15 regulations. You know, if that's the way you want to go, basically you buy the unit, you slap a whip on top of it, you set it up, and you do some of the peripheral things that are necessary to help the signal get out there, like grounds and good grounds and things like that, and you've got yourself a broadcast station.
So,
you know, I mean,
like
you can do it simply.
So like the hams and stuff like that, Jim, mm-hmm. We're really, what we're talking about, folks, is there is a possibility here for an ongoing, lifelong hobby. You know, it's like a pastime, if you will. I know for a lot of young people, they don't think along these lines. It's, you know, but hobbies used to be big for us, when I was growing up. So, you know, you'd build model cars, or, you know, get into airplanes that would fly, you know, the little, nitro burners that were so fun to play with in the big field. But, this is a hobby. It's a pastime, but at the same time, it is a valuable resource tool for where you might live in whatever town, folks, that you're living in. This is a way that you can help us to spread this and keep the educational process going. So with that under our belt, let's go into just a little bit about, and we've got plenty of time today so we can go back and cover details and root around a little deeper. But what is micro AM broadcasting for those that might not know?
Well, the term micro and low power, I think it used interchangeably, and I think we need to distinguish the difference, okay? What we're doing here is we're running specifically under Part 15 rules. And on AM, that means our power is 100 milliwatts output. That's maximum power. And the antenna is shortened to just 3 meters, or about 9.8 feet. Following those rules and using that antenna height, of course, makes for a very, very inefficient system. And you brought up the word hobby, and that's exactly what these Part 15 rules were put in place for, was for people who wanted to you know, try this out themselves at home, maybe build their own equipment, do something for basically what is really nothing more than backyard broadcasting. Once you go outside of the Part 15 rules, then you're obviously opening yourself up to, you know, some potential issues, which I suppose we'll get into a little more detail later. But that's what this was all about. It was for, really for, as you said, hobbyists, experimenters who wanted to play around and set up their own little stations for, you know, very, very local, confined broadcasting. However, I think what's occurred to some people, as it did with me, it started out as a hobby, but then it became a mission, Will. I realized that by utilizing a couple of different tricks with regard to making the antenna more efficient, making sure I had a good ground system, that I was able to get about a mile and a half of coverage. And I said, you know what? I think the mission here is to become another voice on the radio landscape here in the Buffalo area with programming that is an alternative to the fare that we're hearing every day. It's the Limbaughs and all the other things that are on the AM band. We need an alternative. We need to get the message out from Oracle and all the other alternative news networks. So that's really what really possessed me to really move forward with this. And
it surely is competing in the big with the big boys. You know, we think, folks, about Clear Channel and the Bush Connection and all of that. And no matter where you go, and you might touch a little bit on this just to share your knowledge on it, Jim. But no matter where you go, I took a trip down to Dallas, the first trip I'd taken in 14 some years, last year, to the Freedom 21 conference, and listened to the radio on the way down and on the way back. And you could almost swear that you never left town. The same material was on the FM bands as you drove across the country, and it just didn't. The news was the same. It sounded like the same people speaking. You know, the same.
Mm-hmm.
The format didn't seem to change one little bit. You know, that's a little bit more like nationalized radio than local.
Right, and there are very few local stations that are actually doing much in the, you know, if you really want to, you know, I got my finger quotes up, Will, you know, local. There are very few stations that are doing that now, and you're absolutely right. Here alone in Buffalo, we have a very crowded radio band, both AM and FM here, okay? Very crowded because we're very close to Canada. And at night, if you tune just on the AM dial, you will hear coast to coast on at least 13 stations across the dial. Now, that to me is, you know, this is why people consider radio a wasteland, because if you think of it in those terms, it really is. Why do I need the same program on 13 different radio stations?
Yeah, there's no choice in that.
There's no choice. And believe me, back in the 80s and 90s, some of the rules were changed. In the 80s, the AM band, the audio fidelity was cut down to 10,000 hertz. And in the 90s, of course, we had the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which we were promised at that time was going to make for better radio. It was going to make for more diverse programming. And of course, anyone who thought about it for about 5 seconds realized that that was, of course, not going to be the case. And radio has become less diverse. There are fewer voices, I should say, on the air. Now all of the radio station companies, these big companies like you mentioned, Clear Channel and Entercom and all the others, paid exorbitant prices for antennas and properties that now are worth nothing. If you look at their stocks, they're virtually worthless. So what we're getting now is we're getting people who are cut from jobs, tons of firings. There's one company here in town that has only one engineer taking care of six stations, for example. I mean, this is what we've actually devolved. So radio has not gotten any better. It's gotten considerably worse since the deregulation of 1996. You know, let's face it, Will, what do you think is going to happen if one company is allowed to own 1,200 stations in this country? Do you think you're really going to get diverse opinions?
Absolutely not. It'll go the same way that newspapers gone. Folks, we'll be right back after this brief intermission. Stay with us with our special guest, Jim Berryman.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I've researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at SecretRightMovie.com. That's www.SecretRightMovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken our confidence before. We're going to do it again.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back right here on Become Vocal Local. It is the 14th of May. We're listening to a live broadcast on Oracle Broadcasting Network. We've got a very special guest today, Jim Berryman. Many years of experience in broadcasting. He has his own micro AM station up in Buffalo, Tonawanda area. And folks, if you'd like to call in throughout the broadcast, Jim can answer the questions that you might have that I certainly can't. I can point you and direct you to places on the internet, but you've got somebody right here that you can access and pick their brain right now on air. So if you'd like to call in, it's 866-841-1065 and 512-904-8014. We'll welcome your calls. Now, Jim, as we're going into the break, you just brought up an interesting point. And when we talk about the radio in relationship to the other media, like the print media, all across America and the news that I read in the morning, we're hearing about one more local newspaper folding up out in Seattle, where I'm from originally. We had the Seattle Times and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer back in the 80s or early 90s. The Seattle Times bought the Post-Intelligencer. And just the other day, I heard that they were dropping the PI. That's a big newspaper, folks. We're talking the city of Seattle, the two major papers. They've dropped one of the two. And so you can look in your local area, your listening area, and as these monopolists, the corporate controllers, the corporatists come in and buy up local mom-and-pop radio stations and absorb them in and then change their format, we could be seeing in a very near future, Jim, the same thing happening where these broadcasting stations are just going to continue to drop off. They don't have enough sponsors. It'll transfer over to the internet, and radio, as we know it, may be gone.
Well, that's an interesting observation. I think you're partially right. I think we're going to, in the next maybe 5 to 10 years, I think we're going to clear up some landscape, if you will, because I don't see how some of these radio stations can sustain themselves. I mentioned that about the price that these companies paid back in the 90s and early in the 2000, first couple of years of this century, that were exorbitant prices. In fact, Clear Channel actually was buying a daytimer AMs, Will, and if you don't know what that is, that's one of those stations that does not have a license to broadcast after sunset or before sunrise. If you're talking $100,000 for a piece of property that you can only use for what, about 8 hours during the winter?
Yeah.
Think about that. There has to be a reason, and I think that the reason was that these companies were going to come in, they were going to buy up as many stations as possible and just take over. Well, I think it's working against them at this point. I really believe that people are just thoroughly sick and tired of hearing the same old, same old, and are looking for alternatives. And the only ones that are going to provide that, at least for right now, are either the mom and pops or the micro guys. So you have to make a decision. Are you willing to stick your neck out a little bit and get the word out? If you are, then this is a great hobby to get into. It's very rewarding, especially at this point, say where we are here at Micro 1650 AM, in that we have regular listeners. I see people logging on every day at the same time to listen to the same shows. I have over-the-air listeners, and people get a hold of me every Sunday after we do our live program and comment on it. They call in with questions. So, it's a great rewarding experience to do this, and to get get good feedback from people.
Well, it also provides a kind of an icebreaker. And, when I talk about on this broadcast the idea of the local voting precinct being the fundamental building block of our entire polity, this is a great tool to work in that venue as well, because the boundaries of a voting precinct may very easily be reached by one of these, either a micro AM or a low-power FM. You might be able to reach out and talk to all of the voters and the people that live in your voting precinct. So it's a good icebreaker. It gets people an opportunity to hear your point of view, the broadcasting that you have put out on air, and so that when you meet them at the feed mill, or if you meet them down at the hardware store or the lumber shop or wherever you are, and talk to them, they go, "Oh yeah, I heard that. I'm listening to that station. We've got it turned on in the shop." So It gives people an opportunity to hear you really before they meet you, and then maybe to provide some of the background information so that you're not just another one of these tinfoil hat wing nuts. They hear the opposite side. I was up at a pawn shop looking at handguns the other day, and all the time that we were in there, the pawn shop was running over its speakers the local Rush Limbaugh program. Now, if we had a micro in the vicinity, everybody that came and went out of there could have been listening to Oracle at the same time period. So it's just choice, folks. Choices have consequences. And if we continue to allow someone else to create our reality through their dialectic, then we're missing a big chance here. Let's go into the next step on this. And we've talked a little bit about who is Jim, a man of knowledge, somebody that's got hands-on experience, not just a talker, but a guy that walks the walk as well. A little bit about who might look into AM broadcasting. What is micro-broadcasting? Now, let's go about talking about how does one get started? What do you do? How do we set up a micro station in our homes?
Okay, well, again, we touched a little on, you have to make the decision, I suppose, whether you're going to pursue the AM or the FM, whichever one is more comfortable for you. But if you're going to go into AM, go out and start researching the equipment that's out there. There are many different model transmitters available on every level. And again, you have the SS-Tran, which is a kit that you put together yourself. You have systems that are already put together for you, like the Talking House transmitter, the Gizmo. There's a whole host of these things that range in price. You have to decide what you want to do, what your skill level is, how much money you want to spend. Once you make that determination, then you can move forward at least at knowing you know, what equipment you want. And we'll get into setting this up in a bit. But first, I think the most important thing is where you are going to land on the dial. My advice, if you're going with AM, is somewhere between 1600 and 1700. That doesn't seem like a big swath there, but that's generally a an area that's clear in almost every area of the United States. So between 1600 and 1700 is what we call the X band. If the FCC opened that up back in, I believe it was the 1980s, they opened up the AM band up to 1700 and were supposed to shoehorn stations in there that were going to be granted 10,000-watt licenses to broadcast in stereo. Most of that never materialized, so really there isn't a whole lot up there right now.
So if someone was out there listening right now, or after the broadcast ends, please, but if you're out there and you've got your home radio system set up, you could tune in to your local AM rate on your radio dial, and whether you have digital or whether you have the old crank 'em type, and go through from 1600 to 1700 and get an idea of what's in there now. Is that, would that be a good place to start?
That's exactly the place to start. That's the first step, is to listen. Make sure that if you decide, you know, like we decided on 1650, because it's clear here, I have nobody on either side of me that's close enough to have any sort of spillover problem. The closest station to me is 20 kilohertz away at 1670. So I have a clear frequency. And obviously listening is the key. And do it both day and night, you know. Take some time. Take a week or so. Listen carefully. Make sure you don't hear anything. For example, again, you don't want to get yourself in the position of listening only at night, and then you go to fire your transmitter up and you find out that somebody's on that frequency during the day, for example, okay? Because there are still some daytimer stations scattered all over the country. But we pick 1650 because it's clear, and there's only five stations in North America that are broadcasting at that frequency. The closest one to me is about 550 miles away.
Okay.
So we don't have any problems with that, obviously.
So I can see something else right in there too, is that you'd also be able to hear your competition. You know,
of course.
We forget about that sometimes, folks, that there are other people out there that have had these ideas that we come up with here before. Others have paved the way. And so you might find that you already have somebody between 1600 and 1700 that is picking up Oracle or any of the other broadcasts that are out there. And instead of coming in and trying to compete with somebody that's already there, maybe you could pool resources with somebody that's outside of that listening audience, outside of that listening area, and help set up one where there isn't already a voice for freedom on that network. But between 1600 and 1700, folks, that's your rich zone. So go there, take a look at that first. That's a good first, easy-to-do step. Listen day and night.
Listen is number one.
Yeah, listen, make sure that you've got a place to actually be able to broadcast in there. And then you mentioned, you know, there's lots of places that you can go and look. Well, when I've started out, it must have been a year or so ago looking into this, maybe even back listening to Bill Cooper when he was talking about this years ago, I still haven't found a lot of good places for research. But let's pick that up on the other side of this break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local. We're talking today with Jim Berryman, Micro AM, or Micro 1650 AM out of Tonawanda in Buffalo, New York. Folks, if you have any questions you'd like to ask Jim in this or the second hour, feel free to call in. The call-in numbers again are 866-841-1065. Well, before we were going into the break, I just kind of had an idea come to me that there is a parallel in this, the idea of fishing. If you think about it from the standpoint of being a spin caster or a bait caster versus fly fishing, the AM and the FM have the plug and play options, that's for sure, and that might be likened to spin casting. But there's also more to this that when I got involved in fishing and went into fly fishing and started tying my own flies and my own leaders and building bamboo fly rods, there's a whole other aspect of this. But before we go into the real hard nuts and bolts and start tying our own flies in the AM band, let's talk a little bit more about this idea of finding the right place to broadcast. What other tools and techniques are out there that people can find in an appropriate place where they might find clear areas on the AM band?
Well, I touched in step one was, of course, to listen. Second step would be to go to the FCC's website, fcc.gov, and do an AM query. Up in the left-hand corner, you'll see a search function. Just type in AM query. You'll get the AM query page, and you follow the steps. And this is also for the folks who are interested in FM, too. You have to do it this way because I've talked to several people who've tried doing this, who looked up free frequencies, open frequencies on radiolocator.com. You might have heard that about that website. And Radio Locator isn't very accurate, we find. In fact, a couple of guys I know personally that I know who've tried this got burned because they went there and they said, oh, look, this is open, and then they tried to broadcast there, and people in the neighborhood were complaining that that the station they were trying to listen to was being stepped on. So you need to go to the FCC because that really is the place where the official records are kept. You'll find on whatever frequency you choose, again, we picked 1650. Instead of just looking at that, I looked from 1630 to 1670, and I did a query between those two parameters to see who was out there. And that made me feel far more comfortable that there were no licenses pending, and that, like I said, there was about five or six stations really all through North America on that frequency. So that was a clear choice, and that's obviously where we went.
Okay, and that's www.fcc.gov?
Yeah, it's FCC.gov, correct.
Okay, I just put that into the chat room. So you do an AM query. And the other website that you mentioned was openlocator.com?
Radiolocator.com.
Radiolocator.com.
Right.
Okay, I'll drop that one in the chat as well.
Okay, and Radiolocator is kind of interesting. You can find out some information about a station. For example, it's particularly helpful for people who like to DX, you know, who like to listen around. Maybe you hear something and you're not sure what it is. You can type in the frequency or the if you can grab the call letters, and it'll tell you where they're located, who owns them, and it'll show you their for example, daytime, nighttime pattern, things like that. So it's interesting, but it's not really a tool for an official, you know, decision, okay? It's something that's used for kind of for fun and entertainment, but that's as far as that should be taken.
I suppose when we're talking also about listening, folks, day and night, if you've got a decent receiver in your automobile, it might not be a bad idea if you're thinking about setting up an AM system to go out a mile, you know, all around your house, and then go out a mile and a half, go out 2 miles, and just drive around and see what's in those bands as well, possibly. That way you're not locked in on your own place. You know, you might have somebody that is 3/4 of a mile away from you. You can't hear them very well, but other people can.
Right. Well, that's a good point, because those who are not in possession of a good quality radio, a good quality AM radio, for example, generally the one in your car is going to be probably pretty good. The radio, obviously, in a car is built with extra stages in it because you're moving. And if they weren't in there, if the electronics weren't in there, your radio wouldn't pick anything up. So that is a good tool. Go in your car and turn on AM and scan around a little and see if you find anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably the best way to do it. That's a good point, Will.
Okay, great. So let's then go into the next level of this. In this hour, we may have a part of our audience dropping off for the second hour. And so let's get a little bit of just a brief understanding of what are the parts in this in a micro broadcasting system, and then for those that can stay with us, we'll go back in and examine all the nuts and the bolts and the capacitors, etc.
Well, I think the most important thing, second to the transmitter, would be a program source. And some people, you know, can use something as simple as if you want a CD player, you know, and plug it into the transmitter and broadcast that way. For those who want to take it further, you can find mixing consoles on the internet that are relatively inexpensive that you can use, of course, different sources, say a microphone and a couple of CD players, perhaps a computer audio output, things like that, if you want to pick something up off the internet like we're doing with Oracle. I suppose it's only limited by your imagination and your checkbook, right?
Some people out there right now that are listening, and they may have a desire ultimately to become a talk host themselves. Maybe they don't have the time that they want to donate or dedicate on a regular basis to run a broadcast. This would give them the opportunity to be the man in the sky for their area as well, isn't it?
That's right.
They could do news or weather reports or, you know, at whatever level they want to interact with the audience. Once you have the broadcasting station, you are the radio station.
Well, that's it. And, you know, there's an old expression about, you know, I own the antenna, therefore I make the rules. You really are you're only limited by your imagination. If you want to do something simple, like get a small mixing console, get a microphone, and, plug this thing into the transmitter and start talking on an afternoon, you want to do local news, You want to have people, invite people in to talk or to share it. I know some guys put these things together and invite people from local groups and not-for-profit groups to come in and take an hour to talk about what they're up to and things like that. So there's so many ways you can do this to get the word out, but I just, you know, it's getting people to actually do it, you know? That's the thing. And of course, I don't like to rain on anyone's parade. We've talked about this before. There are certain legal ramifications and that could potentially cost a lot of money, as we just witnessed with the gentleman in Florida who was recently visited by the FCC and had all of his equipment confiscated. So there's so many things to consider, but it really, if you want to try it out, if you want to get started, My best advice to give you is start small. Get yourself find yourself a transmitter that's within your price range. Experiment with it. Put it up. Try some of these like grounding it. Experiment. Pull it. Get that 10 wire or that 10 foot wire and extend it out and see what kind of coverage you get. Experiment with putting music through it. Experiment with maybe trying to get the internet feed, for example, through it and that, and see what you think. You can experiment as you go, and you can build it up from there. Start small and then, see how much time you can devote and, you'll find though that it's very interesting. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry, Will. You'll find it's very interesting. And as I said earlier, it's very rewarding. So if you can spend the time, you can do this on a weekend, a little here and there. You can do a couple hours here, a couple hours there. It's whatever is comfortable for you.
Well, that's why I kind of use the term hobby, because this is the sort of thing, when I first started out learning how to be a blacksmith, I knew nothing about it. Unlike some people who would go out and buy equipment right off the bat, I took an unusual tack, and I read a bunch of old Western novels and stuff and started to try and find out more about what it is. The French have, I think, a phrase, the Kesku say, what is it that it is? What is it that it is to be a blacksmith? What is it that it is to be a broadcaster? And so, you can while away a little time just getting on the map. But one of the great features that having your own broadcasting network, folks, set up is that you're not limited to one particular broadcasting network. You don't have to necessarily play all of the hosts on Oracle. You have your choice. You can do a mix and match. And through your own understanding of what's out there, music-wise and talk-wise, you could build something that's absolutely unique, tailored to your audience, tailored to the people that live around you, and really build an audience based upon their reliance upon you to pick and choose and your discernment and your knowledge. And then, of course, you can always come in and do a 30-minute segment or an hour-long segment as well. So all of those possibilities are out there for you. Now, folks, we're going to come into a break. We're coming there now. We'll pick this all up on the other side. Do stay with us for hour number two, and we'll be right back after this brief commercial intermission. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. If you haven't joined the chat room yet today, certainly jump in there. If you've got a question for myself or our special guest, Jim Berryman, we're talking about micro-broadcasting today in the AM band. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. And at the same time, it's open and accessible to you, and we want to make that opportunity available to you to come in and join in the discussion. If you've been thinking about it and you have a special question, if you are a broadcaster and you want to talk about it, hey, now's the time to come on board. Folks, let's go back into it with our guest. I don't like to waste a moment of your time or his. You brought up, Jim, in the previous hour, you started in a little bit about the legal ramifications, and you've mentioned Part 15 and things like that. Just so that the people know that we're not leading you into a blind canyon here, let's go ahead and talk about that, because I would hate to encourage somebody to get involved in something and then have it wind up as a financial boondoggle or they get crosswise with the law. Where do they need to start in this aspect of it?
All right, well, again, if you go to the FCC website, fcc.gov, you'll find a section on what are called Part 15 rules. And Part 15 covers all unlicensed, either intentional or unintentional radiators. That is to say, any device that is not, you don't need a license for, that emits radio frequency into the atmosphere. And the low power, you know, the micro broadcasting thing falls in there. There are rules for shortwave, longwave, AM, and FM. And when it comes to AM specifically, you have really two things to keep in mind. It's your total output power and the length of your antenna. And we talked a little about that in the first hour. For the benefit of those who just joined us, the output power is 100 milliwatts. The antenna length is 3 meters, or about 9.8 feet. Really, if you stay within those parameters, you're going to be sticking within legal boundaries. And let me just compare that to FM for a moment, okay, Will? Because on FM, the rules are far more restricted, and this is why, if you're worried about the legal side of it, you have to really kind of think twice about AM. On FM, there are no rules regarding power, antenna length, any of that. They say you are limited to a field strength of 250 microvolts per meter. And what that means is at 3 meters away. So at 3 meters away from the antenna, your field strength can't be more than 250 microvolts. Well, you know, I'm sure there are probably a lot of people scratching their head, and that's intentional, okay? No one has a device to measure that, okay? And if you want to translate that into power, you're probably talking about maybe 10 to 15 milliwatts. I'm telling you that that isn't going to go farther than about 300 to 400 feet.
Okay.
Okay? So if you're going to consider FM and you want to, you know, the letter of the law, I don't want to get in trouble, I don't want to visit from the FCC, you're going to have to consider, okay, that your signal isn't going to go farther than about 300 feet.
Okay.
Okay?
So where some of this comes in, folks, is that a lot of these applications can be used on-site. Let's say you've got a warehouse, you've got a schools, and you want to talk to the janitors, and they're out on the football field, and they're trying to mow the grass, and they need to come in and clean up a spill or something like that. A lot of this, also the idea of the talking house, the realtor has a little box, and they put it on the system. They put a little system up to promote locally their real estate listings. So there's that aspect in there. But yet at the same time, if we use our mind and apply ourselves, we can tweak this our systems to go out. And you're right when you talk about 250 microvolts at 3 meters away from the antenna. I'm out to lunch. I'll go have a sweet roll.
Well, and again, you know, they did that intentionally. That is to keep FM, you know, these hobby broadcasters on FM at very, very low power, to keep you confined to a small distance so there's no chance of interfering with anyone else.
All right, we'll pick it up right there with the interference
with
other people.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back here on our Thursday, May the 14th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Very special guest today, Jim Berryman, Micro 1650 AM. We're talking about micro broadcasting in the AM band. This is an opportunity for you to get involved in the education of the people, the masses, if you will. This is something that you can do. It certainly is all about becoming vocal local, and so it's perfectly in keeping with our idea of precinct-driven political systems. But as we were going into the break, Jim, we were talking about some of the legal ramifications that the Federal Communications Commission has come up with in regards to clamping down or restricting our ability to broadcast both in the AM and the FM bands. Let's go back into that. We just opened up the idea of the Part 15 rules. Again, let's stress the importance there, the things that people might need to understand before they actually go out and begin investing, doing their homework first.
Sure. Well, I don't want to rain on anyone's parade. I know that I've heard other people on similar shows, similar programs like this, who were telling people who obviously didn't really have a clue even where to begin, said, well, you know, go out and buy yourself a, you know, you can find a 100-watt unit here, you can find a 250-watt unit. They're just slap it up in your backyard and away you go. Well, you know, that might work for you if you're out in the middle of nowhere, say in Missouri, okay? You may not run the risk of having to worry about someone from an FCC field office showing up at your front door. Where I'm located here, I had to take that into consideration. We're very close to Canada, so we have a very short space problem on FM. AM, we're pretty much tied up as well. And we have an enforcement agent right down the road from me. Okay? So, you know, I had to keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't want to get people in trouble here. But, and again, you know, for me, Jim, when I was out on my farm putting up one of these micros, I mean, oh, come on, give me a break. I could walk over and talk to the people that I could, you know, I could actually reach. You know, there was only like four or five people living on several thousands of acres. Here is a little different. There's a small town where you're at, the more densely urban areas. And if we go into the middle of town, somebody down in Austin, somebody over in Tallahassee, somebody down in Atlanta, we're going to need to be squeaky clean and run these things just right, so that there is no trouble and we can get the word out without getting the heat on.
Right, because obviously, you know, it's not going to do those of us who want to get this word out any good if we're found to have illegal operating equipment. And I know that's not going to sit well with everyone, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who feel really the way I do. In a way, the FCC should stick to its charter of just preventing interference. As long as you're not doing it, I think they should kind of leave you alone. And some people feel the FCC should be abolished and we should have a private group like the ARRL, for example, who basically oversees everything that goes on with ham radio operation. But we're not there yet, okay? We still have to deal with the FCC, unfortunately. And no, it's not going to do us any good if we're trying to present alternative viewpoints to people and be serious. You know, if you get picked up for running an illegal operation, that really doesn't, you know, that doesn't do much for your credibility.
No, but it sure works on the other side's, you know, benefits. You know, they can go ahead and castigate one more time the conservative right wing nut jobs.
Right.
So we want to do this right. And
that's right.
When we go into this as well, folks, one of the things that I've noticed when I've been out and about, if you've done the homework, if you've done the reading and the studies and you've downloaded these various and sundry things, and let's say that somebody did show up on your doorstep, well, then you could go and pull out your file and you could open it up and say, well, please show me what I've done wrong. I'd like to correct that. And as opposed to, you know, getting all bristled up and yanking for the 9mm, you know, we
that's not a good idea. No,
be able to win a few more of these battles, and at the same time, if you do, as Jim's got a guy that could breathe down his neck at any time of the day or night, if you've developed a relationship with that person and they know that you're striving towards, you know, staying in line, then they might give you a little bit of space and get off your back and leave you alone.
Well, you know, don't forget too, the most common cause of people getting these notice of apparent liabilities from the FCC is because of what we talked about earlier, and that's doing your homework right off the bat to make sure you are somewhere where there isn't another station present. And the overwhelming majority of the enforcement actions come against FM broadcasters. And that's because in most places where people try this, there are a lot of stations on the dial, especially in the Northeast and the on the West Coast. You have crowded FM bands. So you have somebody that goes out and does, in fact, buy a unit that's 100 watts, 200 watts, obviously not concerned at all with the rules. They start broadcasting, they step on somebody else. Obviously, the licensed broadcaster down the street is going to be looking to save his hide, right? The first thing they're going to do is they're going to make a phone call, and you will get a visit.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the most often cited reason for people getting caught. Second most often cited reason is for either language or something else that's broadcast on the air that somebody finds offensive.
Okay, so let's hit that one just one time, because I hear it on internet radio as well. There is a certain level of decorum or professionalism in all of this too. I mean, if you have a potty mouth and that's where your vocabulary seems to reside, you know, you're going to offend the people that not only live around you, but you're also going to probably or likely offend important people, because they're going to, your station, your network, is going to be brought to their attention. Someone is going to listen. They'll have a legitimate beef, to come in against you. Whereas if you just kept your mouth clean and your programming straight, you wouldn't have that kind of a problem. So again, we're just making trouble for ourselves where it doesn't need to be.
Right. Well, you know, you realize, of course, there aren't any obscenity rules regarding the internet, nor on the XM or Sirius satellite services. Those rules only apply to over-the-air broadcasts. The reasoning being that, you know, in the morning, say you have the radio on in the kitchen, a child could be in the room, and you have the radio on, they can hear something that you know, that would be deemed offensive. That argument doesn't necessarily hold any water with me, because if I'm in the car and I'm listening to XM and my kid's in the car and somebody blurts out something that's offensive, what's the difference whether I heard it over the air or I subscribe to it?
Exactly.
But they're really, look, let's take a look at something real quick here. You recall the big, you know, that famous talk show host, Howard Stern. He made a big to-do about moving over to XM, I believe it was, because CBS was restricting his ability to speak and all this. Well, he had great numbers when he was over the air. Since his move to XM, his numbers have tanked. So, I mean, the trade-off was, yes, he can say what he wants, I guess. He can drop the F-bomb all he wants, but there's not as many people listening, so therefore the money's not coming in like it used to.
Well,
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Part of that is, again, you know, just to me, it's an insult to my intelligence, and then it makes me question why I'm listening to that broadcaster.
Right.
You know, there are options out there, and there are many ways of expressing your displeasure with current events or with certain people and things like that. But, you know, what goes around comes around. And if your whole forte is that kind of language and personal attacks, well, then are you advancing the cause, or are you just holding us back? Folks, we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secret of right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at SecretRightMovie.com. That's www.SecretRightMovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we are back. We're back, folks. My time clock is running a little bit off, but we're back once again. And before we go into the nuts and bolts and start talking product and how to get started and grounding and those kind of things, let's close out on this one particular topic because I think it's important. Content is everything, folks. We're trying to build our audience, not drive people away. And there's no reason to alienate listeners when our goal is to increase our audience. But final thoughts on that, Jim, and then let's go into the nuts and bolts.
Okay, well, what I didn't get to mention was with the Part 15 setups, we don't have to abide by any of the so-called, you know, obscenity rules that the other broadcasters have to. But, you know, I think, again, it comes down to a credibility issue, Will. If you're going to sit there and just be a potty mouth just for the sake of doing that, you know, you're not going to attract any listeners. You're going to turn people off because most people really, frankly, don't want to listen to that. So, you know, again, you're not doing anything for your own credibility, and you're not going to build an audience. That's all there is to it.
Well, credibility plays really big on this, and I think if someone was interested in broadcasting, one of the things that Cooper always stresses, you know, you listen to everybody, you read anything, but you don't believe it and take it to heart until you've proven it on your own research. And so credibility becomes one of the issues for a micro-broadcaster just like anybody else, wouldn't it?
Well, sure. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it? I mean, I want people to take me seriously. I want people who tune into my station or listen on the internet to enjoy the programming that's on the air. That's why we're choosing now, again, from 6 different networks, including Oracle. We're taking shows that cover different topics and putting them out there. You know, it's hard to fill 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Will. You know, I mean, it really is. But we want to be taken seriously. I don't want somebody to listen and say, oh, these guys are screwballs. Or, you know, this guy on the radio is doing nothing but cussing and hooping it up. Can't listen to it. Most people don't want to listen to that. So, no, if you want to be taken seriously, you really need to use common sense, really. And, you know, stay clean, stay within what you would think that anybody else would have to, any rules that anyone else would have to abide by, and you should be okay.
Great, great. We've got a question from the chat room. He says, share this with your guest about FCC jurisdiction, www.themicroeffect.com/FCCfraud.htm. Any idea what that might be about?
No, I haven't seen that, but the Micro Effect is one of our network partners. I suppose I could log onto their website here and see what he's talking about. Do you have any other info?
No, that was the question.
Fraud, huh?
Yeah, /FCCfraud.htm. Might be an article about that. So folks, if you weren't in the chat room and didn't get it, it's themicroeffect.com /FCC. Now it's scrolled up and I can't see it, but fraud.htm. So we get into that. I think we pretty well handled it. Everybody knows that common sense is the best guide. I was up on the internet before the broadcast and came across an AM broadcasting unit, and it's an unusual one. The price range, $775, everything in the box, plug and play, that kind of an idea. But what was unusual about it, Jim, was that the transmitter is up on the antenna, and then the connector runs between either your input source and that, and they provide a 50-foot cable for it. So that puts your transmitter out in the air. It's a supposedly has a good ground back through to something so that the lightning mm-hmm. doesn't strike it and blow it to 1,000 pieces. But let's pick up some of the nuts and bolts. That's one idea and one price range. What are some of the other things? And I do definitely want you to talk on grounding. You've got a complex grounding system discussion that we can go into, and also on variations of antenna.
Okay, I'm assuming you're looking at the Rangemaster.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what you're looking at. The AM Rangemaster, they run anywhere between $700 and $1,000. But they are put together for you, minus the whip. You have to supply your own whip, which you can pick up for, you know, maybe $20-$30. That's up to you.
This one is integral. It comes together. Here it is back in the chat again. It's the microeffect.com/FCCfraud.htm. So there it is. And we'll take a look.
Okay. We'll take a look at it during the break. How's that?
Sure. Sounds good to me. Now, this one, this particular unit, the antenna was fixed to the side of the transmitter.
Okay.
And so the only thing that you have to do is put it up and get it outside. Now, I've seen also some where the antenna was separate. You would buy that. And so how does one go about choosing the antenna? Is there any different kinds of antennas, or is there any value in getting a special one or a better one?
Okay. Well, you've asked a whole bunch of things there. Let's start right. First of all, the transmitter is connected to the antenna, and it's close to the antenna because remember what I said about the rules of having no more than 3 meters? They include any wire that comes from the transmitter to the antenna. So you are forced to keep the antenna on the transmitter, I should say, close to the antenna as possible, because they're going to count that into the overall length. So that's why you can't have the transmitter sitting, say, in your basement and have the antenna fixed out in your yard somewhere, you know, 50, 60 feet away, because that line will count as the overall length of the antenna.
Oh,
if the FCC wanted to, yes. That's why they're all built that way, okay, just so you know.
Okay.
Secondly, you can play around with antennas. What I did was I bought the SSTran, and let me give you a website right away just for reference. Maybe we can all get on the same page here. It's
www.part15.us. Part15.us, okay.
Okay, and on the front page, you'll see an ad for SSTran. It's over in the left margin. I chose that because I wanted to actually put, that's a kit, by the way. I chose that because I wanted to put it together myself for the sake of doing it. I put it in a metal enclosure, weatherproof box, and I made my own base-loaded vertical antenna. Now, before we get into that discussion, it comes with a 9.8-foot piece of wire that you can, that's, you know, you can plug into the back of it, and that would be your antenna. They give you a ground wire that you can tie to a cold water pipe, whatever. And I have to say, if you do it just like that, you still get pretty good range out of it if you have it, say, on the first floor or if you have it outside, okay?
All right.
I went one step further and built my own transmitter or my own antenna from plans that are available at their website, okay?
Right.
And if you click on the SSTran link, you'll see in the left-hand corner of that, on that page that comes up, is constructing a base-loaded vertical antenna. For those who are, this is not for the timid, folks. For those of you who would like to try to do this, the results after I wound the coil and put the taps on and set this all up in my yard was the difference of being able to broadcast about an eighth of a mile to going about a mile and a half.
Okay.
Okay, now, if you don't want to do it yourself, there is a gentleman that will build it for you, and he'll send it to you, and all you have to do is kind of put the components together and put it up in your backyard, for example.
So that's a big jump up, you know, from an eighth to a 1.5 miles. That's a huge jump up.
Huge, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Okay, and again, if you use it right out of the box, or if you even buy one of these Range Masters, you put it up, they claim a mile to a mile and a half. Sure, if you do it right, if you just set it up and, you know, you don't have a good ground system or, you know, you don't have the proper whip to attach to the top of it, you're not going to get anywhere near a mile out of it.
Okay. So
but it is capable of doing it if you do it right.
So before we go away from it on the kits, you know, you don't need a machine shop to do this. Is this kind of like the old Heath kit solder? You have your instruction book and you have all your parts.
Yes.
And you just have to put everything on the board?
Yes, that's right. Except there's a... I'm not that brave, even though I've been doing this for many years. There is a surface mount IC that goes on there. For an additional $3, they'll put it on there for you before they send you the kit. That's
okay.
The way to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of like, it's almost like building your own computer where you just have to put things in the right places.
Well, you have to solder. You have to know how to solder.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is not for everyone. If you don't know how to solder, if you're not technically savvy, you may want to stay away from this and go look at some of these other options where the unit's already put together for you. Then it's a matter of just finding a place for it and setting it up, of course.
Okay, well, we'll take this break at the bottom of the hour, folks. We'll be right back with our special guest, Jim Berryman. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again with our special guest, Jim Berryman. We're talking AM micro broadcasting. Folks, and the call-in number is 866-841-1065. Like they used to say, smoke them if you got them. If you got a question, get them in now. Keep them up right to the last minute, you know.
Wow. We don't do that anymore. We never encourage people to smoke.
Well, I'll just roll another one. You know, roll me another one. Anyway,
yes.
We were talking about going to www.part15.us, looking at the SS Tran kit. We're talking about soldering things on the board and so on and so forth. And that, again, that's the hobby aspect. You know, you can go to Radio Shack and pick up a little learn-to-solder kit and put things on a board and make all the mistakes and errors that you want and learn through hands-on, and then turn around and build your first transmitter. And it gives you an opportunity to be more in tune with it, fall in love with it, if you will, understand it a whole lot better. But for those that don't have the time or the interest, they just want to concentrate on getting the word out, they can bypass that and they can pick up a kit. Now, one of the other things, knowledge that you have that I haven't, I certainly couldn't answer anyone's question about this. Let's talk for a minute about grounds and grounding. There's a lot to grounding. I know that from my own experience building a shop and having welding equipment and all kinds of things in my shop. I have had a tough piece of ground. It was very, very dry here in southwest Missouri. And in order to increase my grounding ability, I did some special things when I set those ground rods. But what's the idea behind grounding, and what good is it, and why does it matter?
Well, when it comes to AM, Will, a ground is an important aspect of getting the signal out into the atmosphere. Without a ground, the signal basically, for all intents and purposes, won't go anywhere. So you need to have a good ground system for it basically acts as a counterpoise and helps push the signal off the antenna. So it's part of the actual broadcasting system on AM, where on FM it's, you know, it's really not. And there is lightning protection aspects to it, but I would have to guess that if you really want to go, if you're really worried about lightning, you'll actually want to go above and beyond just a simple ground with some sort of a lightning arresting system. Because I don't think ground radials in the yard are going to do much for you.
That would be beyond just your GFCI circuit, folks. Around here, Jim, we get lightning, and we can, you know, it can strike within a quarter mile of my place, and has many times. I'm up on the top of the area around here, so lightning does figure into that. And certainly, folks, if you're out in a good spot and you've got high ground, you know, you're ready to broadcast, do keep in mind that aspect, that you could take a lightning strike. You know, you could call it to yourself. So, and that, you're saying, would have to be done under, you'd need to go in and research putting in ground rods to deal with the lightning. But this is interesting now, where your ground system actually helps to project the radio signal. And so understanding and building a good ground system becomes integral to your ability to broadcast outward. Tell us a little bit more about that. How does one go about researching, planning, and building a good ground system?
Okay, well, here's the thing. We're already at a disadvantage on AM because you have to use an antenna that's about 10 feet long. Now, let me just give you an idea. See, the lower the frequency, the longer the wavelength. Ideally, on AM, the transmitter and this antenna, okay, the antenna itself, should be one wavelength long. That would be ideal. But let me give you an idea of why it's impractical, okay? At my frequency, 1,650 kilohertz, I would need an antenna that's 594 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's how long one wavelength is, okay? And again, the wavelength is inversely proportional to the frequency. So the higher you go, the shorter the wave. But in the AM band, you're talking about obviously some seriously long waves. Most AM transmitter sites, they're using quarter waves. So if we take that 593 and we divide it by 4, 149 feet is still probably out of most people's ability, okay? It's not going to be easy to put up something that tall, plus you'd have to register it with the FAA. Well, we're at a disadvantage anyway because we can only use 10 feet.
Okay.
So grounding becomes even more important at this point. So the big boys, when they are going to put ground radials in for their AM, these big AM towers that are 148 feet tall, they're going to put in 120 radials. And you do this, and you kind of trench the soil. You put a circle of copper wire around the ground post that you mount the antenna to, and you make a circle, and then you put out these radials. You lay them into the earth in a spoke pattern.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They go out as spokes. The big boys use 120 of these at one quarter wave. So you're talking 120 pieces of ground wire that are 148 feet long.
All right.
Okay. Obviously, we can't do that, okay? So I've gone with another multiple, and I've used 1/64th, okay, which is going to give you about 9.2 feet, which is far easier to put in. So I've dug and put in 24 radials at 9.2 feet, 1/64th of the wavelength at 1650.
Okay.
Now, again, this takes a little bit of work. You know, I lay these in the soil in a spoke pattern. They're all soldered together at the ring, which is tied to the ground, the mast.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Okay? And, again, what this did was it improved and keeps my signal loud and clear out there for the mile and a half that or of range I'm getting on it. So
some of the people out there that have blogged on AM micro broadcasting, they talk about, well, they go out and they go around once their system is set up, and they've got all these dead spots that they are aware of in their circle. And would this help to get rid of that as well?
Absolutely. I have, and again, I don't want to get too complicated, but I actually have intentionally shortened some of them on the south side of the transmitter, because just to the south of me, we have like two streets, and then we have an interstate. On the other side of the interstate, there's nothing. There's a cemetery. Okay. I don't really need to broadcast to them.
Yes.
So what I did was I shortened them on one side and then fanned them out longer around, you know, the rest of the perimeter, you know, the diameter around the stick. So what I'm doing is I'm getting a far better signal to the north than I am to the south. But we are highly densely populated to the north of me.
So you've got in the yard where you've done this 9 point
yes.
foot, that's a radius circle,
mm-hmm.
right? And then so in the center of it is where you're going to put your antenna. And
correct.
Then you've dug these trenches. You've got 24 radials, so you would need, what, 12 trenches or 24 trenches that would go out to this perimeter that's out at 9.2? How did lay
yes.
this out for us again? We're looking at a wagon wheel.
You're looking at a wagon wheel, right. And I laid – what I did was we figured out, you know, divided it up evenly, and then I trenched out almost 10 feet 24 times away from the where the mast is set in the ground.
I'm with you. So we've got a hub, folks. We've got the 24 spokes that go around it, and each of the spokes is 9.2 feet long. And then we solder all of this together at the hub where the axle supposedly would go in if we were using
mm-hmm.
the wagon wheel. We solder it all together. That's the ring. And then that is attached directly to what, the antenna?
The mast.
Okay.
Which is ground.
Okay.
Right. Okay, and that is my ground system.
Okay, and so then that mast can be, I've seen various kinds of things out there. Some people use PVC pipes and other things. What is the mast made of?
I'm using rigid conduit.
Okay.
Two inches.
A two-inch steel conduit. You get that at mm-hmm. Home Depot and some other electrical supply shops.
And they cut it for me, by the way, too. If you ask them, they'll cut it in half because they come in 8-foot sections.
Okay.
And I didn't need 8 feet. I wanted to keep the antenna as close to the earth as possible.
Okay.
So it only sticks up out of the ground about a foot and a half, just enough room for me to put the weatherproof box on with the transmitter enclosed.
Okay. And again, that box is going to have the antenna hooked to it. Now, would you gain anything by again, you're limited by that length of
correct.
The feed wire. So, but would you gain anything if it was higher up off the ground than just a couple of feet?
Well, there are two schools of thought here. You could put it up high and rely on a long ground. A lot of folks have tried that, putting it on top of poles, whatever, and then use the metal from the pole as their ground. The catch 22 here is, if you get paid a visit, depending on the person who comes out to take a look from the FCC, they may say, you know, that thing's up 20 feet in the air. You got a 20-foot ground that's become part of the radiating element, which adds to the 3 feet or to the 10 feet. I'm sorry. Therefore, you're out of specs. You'll have to take it down and correct the problem, or you can't turn it back on.
Okay. So it's important. This is important. Then, in keeping it down low. Keeping the whole thing under this minimum. And again, go back and look at the internet. Go to www.fcc.gov and study those Part 15 rules. Get that down in your mind so that you know the parameters before you start investing your money, folks. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We got our special guest, Jim Berryman. We're talking AM broadcasting. Stay with us.
Amos. Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we are back once again here on Become Vocal Local. We're talking with Jim Berryman. We're talking micro 1650 AM on the dial out there, folks, and micro broadcasting in general. You know, prior to the broadcast, we were talking, Jim, about, you know, can we go the full 2 hours? You can see that even on a 2 hour broadcast, it's hard to get all of this shoehorned in. So there's a lot to know, folks. There's a lot to learn about it. But again, this is the value of taking on a hobby, if you will. Becoming a broadcaster on the side of your life rather than necessarily the whole focus of your life. But certainly as you get more involved in it, and certainly I did when I got involved with fly fishing, it can become your life. So the sky's the limit, as they say. You know, you project the positive, you're going to get the positive. You project the negative, you're going to get the negative. Do your homework. Make sure that you've cleared the deck. Be ready to deal with anyone that tries to challenge you. But, Jim, kind of in great summary here, let's start bringing it around. There are many aspects that the listeners can investigate on their own. Let's bring it back around now to the original question, who might consider AM broadcasting and why we would want to do this? What are the benefits to gain and the losses to avoid?
Well, I think the benefits are that, you know, as your own broadcaster, you get it's rewarding to actually be able to stand back and listen to the fruits of your labor. You know what I mean? That sounds kind of corny, but I mean, I'm still thrilled. I've been on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now for over a year, and I still get a thrill out of listening to what's on, you know? And again, it's the mission of getting the word out to people. It's getting this alternative news, getting different points of view out there that otherwise, quite frankly, Will, and no offense to your show or any of the other great shows on this network or any of the other networks, the big boys don't want to touch any of this stuff. So it's important, if you feel strongly that this needs to be heard, that these views need to be heard, then you are a candidate to pick this up. Not everybody's going to be interested in it, just like any other thing. Like you mentioned fly fishing, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm not interested in that, but God love you, Will, and it's like anything else, it's not for everyone. But if it sounds interesting, research it, and if you can manage it, try it out.
Well, everybody asks all the time, Jim, they're looking for solutions. What can I do? It took me, it didn't take me. I invested, clearly, at least 14 years of my life, researching all of these various and sundry things we talk about. Not everyone has that amount of time. Not everyone has the blessing to be able to, dedicate a great portion of their life to, independent research like this. And so for those out there that are busy, they're raising a family or, they've retired or something and they've got some, available capital, these are things that you actually can do, folks. And I always say, Jim, it's going to be up to me. It's up to you. It's up to us. It's going to be up to us at this particular time to get the word out to more people. And, yes, I've given away several thousand copies of the Pocket Constitution, and although I never got involved in the DVD distribution thing, I give away a lot of CDs of my broadcasts and other material. So there are things that we can put on the street, folks. But this is 24/7, 365, broadcasting this message out. You can change your program as you like. You are in charge of it. If you'd like to do a news hour or a radio broadcast, or if you want to bring your research to your listening audience, it's your audience. You've built it. You own the antenna, as Jim said. So other ideas, Jim, other websites where folks might be able to go and begin today, to get the information that they need to have to take action and actually begin broadcasting?
Well, I gave you the website of the park15.us. On there, if you scroll down, this is a great site to start because there are all sorts of links and other websites that talk about this, both AM and FM, that offer different products that'll teach you some of the things you don't know, get you started, help you out, and this is both AM and FM, folks, so it's not relegated simply to AM. If you want to pursue this, but you want to go the FM route, still, try it out, but there are still resources here that are available. I'll give you another website if you are interested in AM, and that's called lpam.info.
lpam.info, got it.
Okay, and the gentleman that runs this website has from some very simple, basic information, and he's got some very technical information on it. So you'll find something there, I think, for whatever your skill level or whatever your understanding level is, that'll make sense to you, and it'll, I would hope, encourage you to read on and get more information about it, as much as you can.
Well, I'll throw out another website as well, because it comes up in the dialogue. It's www.americanmusical.com. It's the American Musical Supply. They have a discount catalog, americanmusical.com. And on there, in that catalog, they have podcasting stuff. They've got DJ scratch mixers and things like that. I got my USB driven Alesis board through them. I've been very happy with it. I've got my microphones through them. You don't have to spend thousands, folks, but if you've got thousands to spend, you can go to the sky's the limit on your production end, too. So this is another good source. They have the microphones. They've got headsets. They've got headphones, the mixers, as I said. You can build all kinds of sound things into it. You can take the level of the sound. If maybe sound is your thing, maybe singing or music, this would be an opportunity for you to get your music out to a wider venue, wider audience. And so there's another aspect we can throw into the mix. How do you make your own sound professional?
Well, and that's a subject for another 2-hour broadcast, to be honest with you, because there's so many things available to improve your audio quality. Professional broadcasters use compression and limiting and all sorts of tricks to be loud to keep the audio at one level, for example. So if you're driving in your car, you can hear it above the road noise, things like that. I'm using equipment like that because we're just as loud as any other station on the AM dial here. That is, again, can be researched almost anywhere on the Internet. You can find a lot of good quality used equipment on eBay, for example, okay, if you know what you're looking for. I want to touch on something real quick. One of the things that most broadcasters use is a device called an Optimod, which has basically all of that audio processing built in. It has compression and limiting equalization, and it's really been the choice of most broadcasters. For some reason, those used devices now on AM have been very hard to come by, and they're all very expensive. So I just want to point you to something that I think is the up-and-coming way to do it. There's a website called ClaysonEdwards.com. It's C-L-A-E-S-S-O-N, Edwards.com.
One more time, I couldn't get it.
Okay, C-L-A-E-S-S-O-N.
Okay.
Edwards.
Edwards.
Edwards.com.
Okay.
What you'll find on that website is three software devices that are just fabulous, and I'm going to be moving toward this, my next step in improvement. They have the Breakaway Broadcast Processor. This is actually a state-of-the-art audio software that broadcasters use. It can be used for either FM or AM, and the reason is because on AM there's some things you have to do to adjust your audio, which is too complicated to get in here, but it has the ability to do that and provide great audio on AM. It's $200. You need a computer running at least a Pentium 4 dual core, which, of course, you know, you can buy a bare bones now on, Tiger Direct for about $130.
Well, there's another one, tigerdirect.com. There's
right.
One. Mm-hmm.
So between the two, you're not even going to spend $400. You put this computer in, you take the software, load it in, you run your audio into this and then out of that into the transmitter, and you've got yourself a comparable audio to any of the big stations out there broadcasting on AM.
And that's really, you know, folks, it's so important. This is why we talked about, you know, keeping it clean and doing your research and making sure that the broadcasts that you choose to run on your network, off your station, are credible and impeachable. You're building a relationship with, you will, your, as you will, your a community radio station. If you can show beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're providing a valuable resource to your area, you know, you're going to win in these battles. And when somebody comes up against you, you know, you're looking for solutions. You're looking for them to say, hey, tell me what I'm doing wrong so that I can do it right. I want to stay on air. I want this information going out to the people. I know I have certain, you know, limitations here and so on and so forth, but you can. And then once you've got your system up and running, be the center of influence where you are. Understand that if we have we've got somewhere in the neighborhood, Jim, in excess of 177,000 voting precincts across this land in 3,066 counties. Folks, we've got a lot of room for growth. Hey, Jim, we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll have Asher back again and go into some of these other technical details. Folks, stay tuned. Lots more programming coming on Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.